Thanks, Jay. Morning, everyone. As you can see from the signage around us, it's a big morning for us, a really historic occasion, as we announce the launch of the initiative, which is the Peter Dean Father-Son Academy. I should say from the outset, it's not a brand new initiative for Carlton, and going back some years, there was a version of this, and we should reflect on that and send our best wishes to Rod Ashman and his colleagues at the time, who did some terrific work to get this going, but unfortunately, in recent years, not enough has been made of it. Since Stephen's arrival, we have worked very hard over the last 6 months to put a structure in place that's really meaningful, and we launch it today. The Peter Dean Academy, we're really pleased that Peter can be with us today with son Harry. He's got a few years before he becomes a father-son at 7 years of age. Sure, where he is? Here he is. But we're going to, and Peter knows this full well, we're going to alternate or rotate the naming on a five-year basis to reflect and honour those past champions of our games, of our game and our club. But it's great that Peter can be with us this morning as one of the fan favourites from the 80s and the 90s. Some quick facts about our Father-Son Academy. The Academy is about connecting and supporting our sons, the sons of our former players. You know that the dads have to have played 100 games, and it's our stipulation that the young guys who are involved need to be 10 years of age or more. There's no limit to how many young fellas we have in this, and you'll meet some of the boys this morning. The coach and our first point of contact, and we're really pleased that he's also here with us this morning, he's been introduced to you as 200 gamer for the Blues in Ryan Houlihan. Still looks fit enough to play, by the way. And so, Ryan, welcome to you, mate, this morning. Some other things. 24/7 behind us. It's not 247. 24/7 will be the sponsor. 24/7, I can tell you, do some fantastic work with pumping out some of the best cereal and chocolates going around. So thank you to them. And finally, just so that you know, the father-son rule was established in the 1949 season. It's a long time ago. And the first player officially cleared under the father-son rule was Harvey Dunn Jr. He was recruited to his father's old club, being Carlton, in 1951, instead of finishing up at North Melbourne, where he was actually zoned. So it was a good one for Carlton. Carlton has a great history of father-sons. We've got some of them in the room today. Surgeon Stephen Silvani, I think it's pretty well known. Jim and Dylan Buckley, Graham and Lance Whitnell, Vin and Jared Waite, Laurie and Peter Kerr. And today's launch has brought together a number of those people, along with some of our academy players. And just very briefly, in the room today, Craig and Jake Bradley. Welcome to all of these people. Adrian and Tom Gleeson, Glenn, Oscar and Archie Manton, Serge, Stephen, Jack, Ben and Tom Silvani, and Joe, by the way, welcome to you. Jim and Dylan Buckley, as I said, Mill and Max Hanna, Dean and Bailey Rice, Lance and Dane Whitnell, Liam and Will Hickmont, sons of Adrian, Peter and Jack Dean, and Bryce Gibbs is here with his three-year-old son, Charlie. And I know it's a long way off, Bryce, but we figured that this little fella here might do the trick in terms of trying to engage young Charlie as a player in the future, mate. So we'll hand that over to you shortly. And I'd also briefly like to welcome some other Carlton greats in the room today. Stephen Kernahan's a little late, but John Nichols, I think Big Nick's here somewhere. Welcome to you. And to the Spirit of Carlton committee members. The Spirit of Carlton are right behind this, have been all the way. And to David Rees-Jones, David Minari, and to you, Jeff Southby, welcome, mate. It's great to have you here.